Defensively, pretty much everyone's healthy. The only guy they've lost was A.J. Boye with a calf injury for a couple weeks. But it just has been off the rails. And everything that went the Jaguars' way a season ago has, you know, obviously been the opposite so far this season.
Talking about one of the biggest disappointments in the NFL, the Jaguars lose again yesterday, blow a lead against the Steelers. Lauren Brooks, she's excellent. She does coverage and radio for 1010XL in Jacksonville. Let's close on this. So, I mean, to me, they have to go 9-7 to even be in the wild card hunt. So, is it realistic they're going to fight the rest of the way to try to win six in a row, or are they going to, at some point, this team is just going to implode on itself?
It's a good question. The schedule is fairly easy for the rest of the way. You've got the Bills and, I say, the Colts. The Colts are obviously much better than a season ago with Andrew Luck back, but that's still not necessarily a world-beater team, even though they are hot, having won the last five, I think. You've got the Dolphins. You've got the Redskins now, minus their quarterback. So there are some winnable games, and then the Titans and the Texans. If the Texans are playing as well as they've been, you could be playing a Texans team that's sitting a lot of guys. So I don't predict the Jaguars winning more than two games the rest of the way.
Wow.
I think they can beat the Bills, and I think they can beat either the Dolphins or the Redskins. I just don't see it coming together for a team that had such high expectations to be where they are now. Nothing's working offensively. I mean, yes, two takeaways, two interceptions in the first half yesterday ended up with 3 points. That's how broken the offense is. You absolutely cannot do that. And at some point, of course, it's going to affect your defense. And those guys get frustrated, and rightfully so. But it all is broken, like I said, offensively. And I don't think they're going to suddenly find themselves just because running back Leonard Fournette is back in the lineup.
Lauren, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely, Steve. You guys have a great night.
There you go. Lauren Brooks, 1010XL in Jacksonville. Maybe the best prediction I've ever made in sports talk radio since I've been on 20-plus years, asking for the last-place odds on the Jags before the season. Now, they weren't available.
Yeah.
But I remember the spot Lauren was on with us, and she's like, I had 12 or 13 wins, and she got off, and I'm like, I think they're going to finish, or I think there's a chance they could finish in last. Now, last for me was balanced division. Yeah. Everyone's 7-9, maybe max 10-6. I didn't expect them to freaking be competing for 5 or 6 wins. Now, here's the problem the rest of the way for the Jaguars. They've got a defense that has a lot of big mouths, right? They got a quarterback who's totally lost his confidence. Ramsey already said before the season in that weird interview he did that Bortles doesn't even practice against the ones because we don't want to hurt his confidence. And Doug Marrone, I think, is a front runner. I think Doug Marrone is a low character guy, and a low character dude running things when you've lost six in a row is not going to pull you out of the pit. So I think Jax is in big trouble, and it all goes back to the offseason and really that Patriots game. That Patriots game gave the indication we don't believe in Blake Bortles. If you don't believe in Blake Bortles enough to be aggressive to close out a game like the Patriots game, we just saw it happen again, then you needed to move on him.
Yeah.
And they didn't move on him, and they set themselves up for this sort of season.